Thanks for holding. This is Steve. How can I help you?
Hey, Steve. Can I speak to Mike, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. I grabbed the wrong line, but no problem. I'll get them for you.
Sure. Thank you.
Controllers, RV toilet paper and waste chemicals, door and awning parts, interior and exterior hardware, and a large selection of RV cleaning and maintenance products. If we don't have what you need in stock, we're happy to order it for you. Check us out.
Por su conveniencia, hablamos español. Pregunte.
Thanks for holding. This is Steve.
Hey, Steve. I was going to speak to Mike. Is he available?
Okay, Mike is on the other line. I thought I was holding for you.
No, it's just...
Oh, maybe we grabbed the wrong lines again.
That's what
we
happened.
Did.
It's all right.
Trailers, the affordable Forest River Evo and Sonoma trailers, Mount McKinley toy haulers, and Lear fiberglass and commercial...
Hello, have you been helped?
Yeah, I was looking to speak to Mike. Steve picked up the phone twice on accident here.
Oh, okay, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike, this is Sam calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Okay, the Bank of what?
The Bank of Cardiff. Sorry, it's a little weird over the phone. That's C-A-R-D, like David, I-F-F, like Frank, like Cardiff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was actually just looking to follow up with you here. It looks like we mailed a finance offer your way. We had you pre-approved for about $250,000. That was good for equipment or our working capital. Are you in the market for that kind of
thing? You couldn't finance me because my credit is frozen because my identity has been stolen, and I am not seeking any credit anywhere.
Oh, dear. We just mailed an offer out, actually. Did you respond to that? Did you?
I did not.
Okay. So someone
stole it. If I did, somebody else has got it. So...
Oh, no, don't worry. No, we didn't get anything. We have you here on Dun & Bradstreet. Good old D&B. Looks like, we had you pre-approved based on your financials. Nobody applied, but someone stole your identity?
I don't know if you how much you follow the news, but about 4 years ago, UnitedHealthcare had a breach.
Yeah.
And they actually got the information off my wife's application. They have everything imaginable information on us. We even changed our driver's license numbers to try to build a wall.
Oh God, what a mess.
Oh yeah. The file is like 6 pounds.
Oh my God. I'm sorry to hear that. Well, the good news is nobody's applied on your behalf here. We were just extending, yeah.
Yeah, it's really funny. I've got an IRS agent, a special agent on the case.
Right.
And they're getting pretty close. And the funny thing is he says, I operate out of the Redding office. Redding, California, is about 80 miles away. Well, I didn't make the connection, but he still lives locally.
Okay.
So I'm going to a football game the other night, and I'm walking in, and this guy goes, hey, Mike, how are you? And I go, I'm great, you know. And he goes, so-and-so. And I go, oh, yeah, you know. And I'm going, this is not who I was expecting to meet at a Durham High School football game, you know. And it took me about 4 minutes for it to truly all soak in, and then I was just mortified, you know.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry to
hear
that.
I was so stunned, I didn't even introduce my wife or anything, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet.
It was funny, though, later on.
Later on, in hindsight.
Yeah.
Fair
well, at
enough.
Any rate.
Yeah. Sure. Anyway, they didn't apply here. We actually just had you pre-approved. We were just kind of reaching out, you know, whatever comes up. Are you in the market here for any equipment or anything like that here in the near future?
Probably not. given the situation I'm in.
Fair enough. I understand. I'll tell you what. If you're not opposed to it, I can just send you a quick email here. It won't go in a database. You won't get any spam. It'll just have my email address, a little bit of background, and a contact phone number. And hopefully, once they resolve your identity crisis, you know, if you ever need it to take care of something.
I think I know when it's going to get resolved is when I die. But
oh God, I hope not. Hopefully, they'll figure it out before then. Have some faith in the FBI.
Yeah, I hope so. take care.
Fingers crossed. All right, so what's a good email address for you there, Mike?
I sent it to Mike.
Okay.
At Mike42@yahoo.com.
Mike42@yahoo.com.
Yeah, that should work. That's my personal one.
And if I get a response from that, is it you or is it the guy who stole your identity?
No, okay. That's a good one.
Okay, sounds good. All right, I'll send it out there. Feel free to reach out anytime.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye.